9020.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number. This live Saturday edition, 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Now, those of you who have been paying attention to the news, you know there was a big court decision recently called the Heller decision in Washington.
Second Amendment. Court.
A lot of the Second Amendment activists out there were trumpeting this as though it was something good, as though this was great news.
Well, we were told that it was a win.
Right. The Supreme Court has backed up the individual right to bear arms. See, we're still a free country. Well, it turns out that it wasn't that great. In fact, it turns out that the main thing that the Heller decision did was back up not just the individual right to bear arms, but the individual right to bear arms that the government specifies is okay as long as the individual has jumped through all of the government's hoops that the government has decided to put out for you to jump through in order for you to beg for the permission to possibly bear an arm in the Washington, D.C. area. Of course, it applies to the rest of the country, too. Basically, it validates all of the regulations that the government has ever put on and may put on into the future, the possession and ownership and bearing of firearms. That's what the Heller decision does.
A well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yeah, that's what it says.
But they can't regulate it because that would be infringing it, right?
Well, according to the Supreme Court people, they can regulate without infringing.
Yeah. Somehow they could do that. You know, it baffles me how these fellas. I think there's a woman involved in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Can fail to read the Constitution over and over and over again. I'm sorry, you can't regulate the ownership of firearms and. You know, and you, if you regulate them, you're infringing them. That's it.
It's so true. And I've got a story here from WTOPnews.com about the process now of getting a firearm in the D.C. area.
Because didn't we read a story where Mr. Heller himself went to register his firearm, and because his firearm loaded from the bottom of the gun, it was considered a machine gun.
That's correct.
It was a semi-automatic pistol, and it was considered, therefore, a machine gun. So the only thing, apparently, you can own, and you probably have to lock it in a safe in your basement in Washington, D.C., is a revolver, apparently.
That's what it sounded like.
Either that or they're just taking it out on Mr. Heller for having brought the case.
Yeah.
But either way, they're infringing on the right to keep and bear arms.
All right. So
can keep them, and you can bear them, and they can't infringe upon that.
Yeah. One of the things that case did decide was that Washington, D.C. would have to allow people, however restricted, it could be very,
right,
very restricted,
right,
but they would have to allow people to possess firearms.
Some states are allow you to keep it, but in order to take it to the range, you have to lock it into a little safe to carry it and that kind of thing. It's insane. Here in New Hampshire, you can carry a gun on your hip. Of course, we have the most some of the most egregious laws as far as convicted felons owning weapons, but people walk around with guns on their hips here in New Hampshire, and it's not that big of a deal.
So here is, again, the story where a reporter who honestly doesn't really even want a firearm has gone ahead and decided to go through the process just to see what it's like and to report on it for people, to go through Washington, D.C.'s process to actually be able to legally own a firearm in Washington, D.C. That's what he is doing.
And this is what the Supreme Court upheld.
That's correct.
Okay.
This is WTOP's Mark Seagraves. He says that it all started on July 18th. Now, the 17th was the first day the 17th was the first day you could actually go and begin the process of applying for a permit in order to own a handgun.
How many bureaucrats and elected officials in Washington, D.C. lost their jobs over this unconstitutional law? that they attempted to hoist on the American
people. Oh, you mean the one that was overturned?
The
basically?
One that was overturned by the Supreme Court. I mean, obviously, there has to be some kind of penalty for making a law. You know, if our legislature oversteps their bounds, there has to be some kind of penalty, right?
No, there's not. Well,
I never understand. If I do my job incorrectly and violate the rules and the rights of other people, I'm going to face penalties.
Sure. Well, you're not a bureaucrat. You don't have sovereign immunity like they do.
Yeah, well,
got a little rule.
We've got a really screwed up system when you can infringe on someone's right to keep and bear arms, and the Supreme Court says so, and then nobody has to pay the price for it.
Let's see what it takes to navigate this bureaucracy, this labyrinthine bureaucracy that D.C. has put up in the way of potential gun owners. Lieutenant John Shelton called me Thursday night to walk me through the process and clarify everything. So he's getting his hand held by one of the lieutenants there to help him out with this whole application process.
So this is actually, this is a candy-coated version.
It sounds like he's getting, a little bit of special attention. Anyway, according to Shelton, the application has to be filled out by the licensed dealer in D.C. where the gun I bought in Maryland will be shipped. Since I had the application filled out by the dealer in Maryland, it was improper and the police were unable to process it. Since the only dealer licensed who will transfer guns in D.C. is still waiting on his permit, I can't get him to fill out the application. Charles Sykes has been transferring handguns in D.C. since 1994, but he lost his...
So you just can't buy a gun and bring it into D.C.? It has to be a gun that they... It has to be transferred by some dealer across the little imaginary line that is the District of Columbia?
Yeah, and that dealer has lost his permit and is waiting on a new one. Since 1994, he's been doing this, but he lost his lease, and he had to move his office as a result of that. That means the district had to issue him a new certificate of occupancy.
With a different address.
The certificate came in last week. Now Mr. Sykes has to change his address with the ATF. According to a spokesbureaucrat for the ATF, the change of address process can take at least...
We shouldn't even have an ATF because, they're regulating alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and it's ATFE, and explosives. And as far as I can tell, explosives are arms, and people should be able to bear those. They should also bear the responsibility of any property damage or any harm that comes to them because of them, but... As far as I can tell, people should be able to bear them.
Well, remember,
that's what the Founding Fathers thought.
When we last talked about the ATF, it was they had some sort of interoffice memo or something like that that went out encouraging their trainees to remember that ATF stands for Always Think Forfeiture. Because when they're going around doing their jobs as ATF agents, their primary thing to be thinking about is, what sort of stuff can I take from this person?
What can we take from the American people?
Anyway, so again, the change of address is going to take at least 30 days, and that means anyone who doesn't already own a handgun in D.C. can't get one for a month. Although I hear the ATF may try to expedite the permit for Mr. Sykes.
So there's no dealer that just sells guns in D.C.?
That is unclear.
That's what he's claiming. That's what he's claiming that there's not, right?
He's saying this dealer cannot transfer guns to D.C., so presumably he probably can't sell them as well at this time.
There's only one gun dealer in Washington, D.C.?
That's good. That'd be good business, though, huh? Nice little government-approved monopoly where no one else is competing with you. Anyway, that means anyone who doesn't already own the gun can't get it for a month. Shelton says, it's okay for me, this is Lieutenant, Police Lieutenant Shelton says, it's okay for me to take the written test and do the background check now rather than waiting until Sykes gets
his
permit.
So you'll be approved, you can be approved for the gun, citizen, you just can't have it.
Yeah, well, in advance, I mean, they're trying to expedite things, right? Anyway, he says, I've been studying for the 20-question test. I'll take it on Monday. Dick Heller took his test last Friday and passed, but has to wait about 2 weeks for his background check to be completed. Then the next day is Thursday, or wait a minute, he wrote segment, oh, excuse me, looks like he wrote the 18th before the 17th. Anyway, this is on the 17th. I just spoke with Chief Lanier, who says her officers were wrong, and I can come back tomorrow morning to take the test. If I pass, I have my application approved, but as I write this, the officer from the registration office called and says, Lanier is wrong. Arg, I'm waiting on a call back from the head of the gun registration unit. Maybe he knows. I just brought my application back to the police headquarters and was told I could not take the test until the gun is shipped to a D.C. dealer, but the gun store won't ship the gun until I take the test. And I just realized, Mark, that I'm reading this backwards.
It's a blog, the newest entry is first. I kind of suspected that might be the case.
But so he says most of the gun shops in Maryland and Virginia won't sell a handgun to out-of-state residents. Some say it's too much trouble. Others say it's against the law. It's not against the law to sell the gun to an out-of-state resident. It's against the law to let them take a handgun out of the store. It must be transferred to a licensed dealer in your state, or in my case, in D.C. So he's just running up against wall after bureaucratic wall being put up in front of him.
So they won the case, and no one's legally allowed
more
to have a gun.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized a contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. We've got a whole year's worth of Free Talk Live right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. So enjoy all of that for free at freetalklive.com and travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600. Start your free trial of WebEx today. As we continue briefly here, so here was my confusion, Mark. I was looking at this story from WTOP in D.C. about this man, one of their reporters, and his just nightmare process of trying to actually purchase a gun and bring it into Washington, D.C. Turns out there are no gun stores in the Washington, D.C. area, though they're certainly talking about maybe allowing someone to do that sort of business.
Well, I guess it was illegal to own a gun at all in D.C., so why would there be a store, right?
Yeah, exactly. So what I was looking at was an article that was written on the 17th, and so I figured it. He said we were supposed to follow him through his process, but the last update was on the 18th, so there actually hasn't been an update to that particular blog. However, there is a follow-up article that was written a couple of days ago, and he points out that as of late Wednesday night this week, only 11 people had started the process of registering a handgun in D.C., and 164 people had picked up application packets.
So everybody who has a gun currently in D.C. right now is violating some rule of not having a registered handgun.
There is going to be some sort of amnesty, from what I understand. He mentions that here in a moment, but he doesn't say for how long it lasts. I believe
apparently they gave amnesty to the people who passed this law, too, because it was unconstitutional. That means the bureaucrats violated the highest law in the land. As far as I'm concerned, they should be hung by a lanyard.
He says only one handgun so far has been completely registered. In a few days, gun dealers from Maryland, Virginia, and the district will gather in downtown D.C. to hear from officials at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The dealers hope they'll get answers to questions like, how do they sell a handgun to a district resident, and can gun stores open in D.C.? The only way to register a gun right now is if you had an illegal gun in the district already and you take advantage of the gun amnesty.
So you had to have been an outlaw.
Correct, and they've given you basically
outlaw guns, and only outlaws have guns.
Right, they've basically given you a window if you live in D.C. in which to get your illegal firearms registered, and they claim they will not punish you in any way for doing that. I believe it's a 90-day window, maybe it's 120. Not positive on that. Anyway, so the other way you could have a gun in D.C. is if you owned a gun and stored it in Maryland or Virginia, then you could drive your gun into the district as long as you were taking it to police headquarters for registration. Now, the Smith & Wesson 38 that I bought last week still sits in the Maryland gun store waiting for a licensed gun dealer in the district. When a dealer is eventually fully licensed in D.C., federal law requires it be shipped by two-day air, according to the gun dealer in Maryland. It might be possible for the licensed gun dealer in D.C. to drive to the gun stores in Maryland and Virginia and transport them back. That's another question for the ATF briefing. One more question. Can individuals make a person-to-person sale in the district? The current handgun law in the district expires in less than 90 days. The mayor and D.C. council will have to enact permanent legislation when they get back from their summer break, and most likely the regulations will change. The question is how much. At least one council member has voiced a willingness to allow some semi-automatic handguns, while others have voiced concern about the temporary law being so restrictive as to invite new lawsuits. And there are issues the temporary legislation doesn't address, such as gun stores, training requirements, gun ranges, and transporting guns. So lots of questions, not too many answers so far about how to actually own a firearm in Washington, D.C.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Well, is this possible, according to this again, Mark Seagraves at WTOP? It's possible the council could pass permanent legislation that would be more restrictive than the temporary legislation. One of their chairmen says that...
Well, they already don't allow semi-automatic handguns. They call them machine guns.
That's as we understood the story, yeah. That one of their chairmen, Vince Gray, says he wants to make it impossible for gun stores of any type to operate in the district.
Nice.
But it's more likely things will get easier for residents who want a handgun, if only because at some point a gun dealer will get licensed in the district and the legal handguns will start coming in. Because I can tell you, the illegal handguns have been coming in for a long time,
yeah,
and are still there. Of course, in this election year, there's a slim chance that it could get a lot easier to get a handgun. One of the D.C. delegates sent out a press release warning of an unprecedented attack on D.C. She was referring to a bill sponsored by Representative Mark Souder that would repeal the D.C. gun laws, repeal the ban on handguns, repeal the ban on semi-automatic weapons, all registration requirements, and eliminate criminal penalties for possessing an unregistered firearm. So who knows? Things are subject to change there in D.C., but as of right now, it's very, very difficult to actually get your hands legally on a firearm, and people in the bureaucrats and elected people in D.C., many of them would like to keep it difficult and make it more difficult than it currently is.
You know, it's illegal for me to own a handgun anywhere in the United States, but because I'm a convicted felon, but my next-door neighbor has 25. I don't feel like I'm in danger of my next-door neighbor sweeping down on me and shooting me and my wife and my kid. I don't feel that way. As a matter of fact, I feel a little more comfortable that he's over there. If something terrible happens, at the very least, she can run over there. You know, the whole idea that the handguns are the problem is just ludicrous to me.
Yeah. Well, D.C.'s got all kinds of crime.
It's like cars cause accidents? No.
Well, drivers cause accidents is what happens. Mistakes
right.
are made.
And people that use guns badly, you know, in the wrong manner, those people cause crime.
But the people that use guns in a proper manner are really effective at preventing crime. The people that are armed and ready have prevented, you know, and prevent millions of crimes all, you know, constantly. Much of it goes completely unreported.
Right. If you're against people owning handguns, my question to you is, why don't you have a sign out in front of your house that says, handgun-free house, gun-free home?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Well, I mean, you know, because it's obvious. That's the house the burglar's going to go after.
If I were a burglar, it would make sense.
This home, we consider guns reprehensible. This is a gun-free home.
I would want to target an
easy
mark like
that. It's the people that actually do have guns in their house that are the deterrent for burglaries. Burglaries went up in England when they got rid of, supposed outlawed guns, I should say. They didn't get rid of them.
So anybody that, you know, is looking at this situation and thinking this Heller decision was anything at all good for gun ownership really needs to take another look. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to share this with you, because it's clearly not really that much easier to get guns in D.C. than it was before the decision.
And that's how they take our rights away. It's the regulations, people. It's not the outright, the march to tyranny is by little steps, not big ones.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We go to the phones here. Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys. Before I get started on stop signs, I'll say for the last time, my website, I finally finished my entire trip to China, and it's on freewebs.com/Christian Anarchist. You'll even see a picture of me wearing a Free Talk Live shirt while going through a factory in China. So
Free Talk Live in China. I do like that idea. Gene, we're going to come back. We'll talk to you about stop signs here in moments. Does anybody actually like stop signs? This is Free Talk Live.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it?
How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mixed with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are free. Enjoy those on us. And they include the wiki. Over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com. And get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com.
It's the cure for naked, jumptees.com. Get funny, sexy, clever t-shirts at jumptees.com. Don't go through life naked. Get jumped, jumptees.com. Pants not included, jumptees.com is not responsible for customers not wearing pants.
800-259-9231, back to your calls. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on in Tennessee. You're back on Free Talk Live. Gene, you want to talk stop signs tonight?
Stop signs, yes. I mentioned in the past that China is a country without stop signs.
Wow.
The entire millions of cars they have there manage to function somehow without stop signs. But
do they have yield signs?
Nope.
No.
Never saw one of those either.
Do they have stop lights?
They do.
Okay.
They do have stop lights, and they got these neat little countdown timers that tell you how long until it turns green and how long until it turns red and all
wow.
that. But I do believe I saw my first stop sign this trip when we got to Shanghai. We took a train bus to the train station, and I believe I saw the backside of a stop sign at one intersection. I just
really?
Saw it as we buzzed by, so I didn't get a chance to really look at it, but it sure looked like the backside of a stop sign.
It was it octagonal?
Yes, and that's got to be the only stop sign I've ever seen in China.
Do you think they ship them in from the United States? Where do they get octagonal signs in China? Why are their stop signs octagonal?
It wouldn't have English letters on it.
No, that's certainly true.
And But it would be very interesting to go back to that intersection, if I could ever find it. I have no idea where it was. And see if anybody actually stops for it, because I couldn't imagine a Chinese driver stopping for a stop sign.
So, and, when you go to an intersection there, Gene, and it's not a lighted intersection in that it does not have a stoplight, is it just four ways that are just kind of intersecting and people just figure out how to get across?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's like, I do believe Mark was wrong yesterday when he said that you're supposed to treat a non-stop signed intersection as if it's a four-way stop. At least it didn't used to be that way when I learned how to drive. If we came to the rule back when I was young was if you come to a four-way intersection which has no controls, you were supposed to yield to the person on your left.
Yeah, so I don't remember even having said that, Gene. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, and then I think later on as I grew up, they changed the rule to yield on your right. But anymore, there's no intersections in this country that don't have stop signs anyway. At least
no.
I don't see any.
The bureaucrats want to spend your money
driveway.
On those signs.
You know, and I've mentioned before the end of my driveway, but that's about the only intersection I know that doesn't have a stop sign on it. And, of course, I never stopped there. But in China, they don't stop. They just kind of roll on through and watch for traffic. Hmm. And if there's a big truck coming that's 35 miles an hour and you're too close, then you stop your car. And if there's enough distance, you just buzz on out there.
Isn't it amazing that people can actually get along with one another without having these government traffic control devices every which way they look?
Well, it's called self-preservation, and it's a very ancient law, and it's a law that's ingrained in humanity, and people want to survive. So when they come to some kind of an intersection or any kind of a dangerous situation, they're going to analyze it and see what is the best and safest way to survive that situation. Every intersection is the same thing. You want to survive that encounter with that intersection, so you're going to analyze it and look and see what's coming and how fast they're going and whether or not, you're going to judge whether you have the proper timing where you can get across or get out and merge or turn or whatever.
You know,
it's just ridiculous to expect the nanny government to tell us every damn little thing that we, we can't think of anything for ourselves.
You know, the thing that the unintended consequence of all these rules as far as traffic go in the United States, and I think that things go along pretty well on the roads in the United States, but one of the unintended consequences...
You don't really have a basis to compare.
I've been to 13 countries.
Yeah, but you don't know how much better they could be.
I don't know. But, I mean, I've got a better basis than most people. And, some countries have none of these controls. I've been to Haiti. They don't have stop signs. But I think that road rage is a result. People get this indignation about driving. Hey, he did the wrong thing. I have a right here. And, of course, the rule is on the road that you don't have the right of way ever. The only thing that has a right of way is like a pedestrian.
Mm-hmm.
Cars never have the right of way. There are cars that are supposed to yield the right of way to another car, but you never have the right of way. And the feeling of indignation when somebody doesn't follow one of the little rules, I think that's the result of, it results in people doing terrible things on the road.
Just an interesting observation, Gene.
Well,
any other thoughts?
I think that an intersection with stop signs is more dangerous, quite frankly, because people will stop at the stop sign and then they will go. You know, they'll make their obligatory pause and then they'll hit the gas, and they're really not looking to see if somebody's coming the other way. And if somebody is coming the other way and they're drunk and they're not, they don't see the stop sign and they're buzzing right through there, then they broadside you.
Yep.
So I think stop signs increase deaths. And I think that stoplights do, too.
That's what the story that John Stossel was, we were telling last night, where they actually looked at one intersection, and I'm sure this has been done on other intersections, but they looked at one of them, and they found that the accidents were down after they replaced the stop signs with yield signs. Yield signs, I think, are definitely a step in the right direction. I don't think Americans are ready to go all the way to no signage whatsoever because they would get scared. But yield signs, I think they could handle.
And with the gas crisis the way it is, people could save money on gas. It takes more gas to come from a full and complete stop up to speed than
it
does for, what we always call a California stop.
And just think of all the money that government could spend buying all new yield signs to replace a bunch of stop signs.
And think of all the money they would lose out on all those tickets they're writing.
Right. It's a great deal of it is revenue generation.
Yeah, good point. You're right. They're never going to make that change. Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Matt is on the line in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was reading a story yesterday online, and it was about how PlayStation started the wars or helped us fire up the wars in Rwanda and the Congo.
What? How's PlayStation? Sony PlayStation?
PlayStation 2. And that kind of caught my attention. So I read through the story, and it turns out what this story was about is a mineral called coltan or something to that effect. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not really sure how it's pronounced. But
okay.
They mine it, and you get tantalum out of it. Now, I happen to work with electronics, and when I read tantalum, something clicked in my brain. I said, this isn't right. So I read through the story, and it said that the Congo was the only place where this coltan can be mined. So I'm going, that can't be right. I use tantalum capacitors all the time in my work. All electronics use it. Everything in the world that uses electronics uses tantalum now. It was the mineral basically that replaced the PCBs, which were poisoned in the capacitors, and it made it possible to shrink capacitors so that the real small, tiny boards or electronic parts that they use now, and the real boards and everything, so it made like cell phones possible.
Okay.
So I don't know why this person was blaming PlayStation 2. I read on, and the story says that PlayStation 2 started selling so many that they made the demand for tantalum huge, and it helped bump tantalum up from $40 a pound to $225 a pound.
Okay.
Well, something just didn't add up in my head. So I looked it up on Wikipedia. I went to actually, and looked up tantalum, and it turns out that coltan is just the African name for tantalite or nubioite, which are minerals which also produce tantalum. And that mineral, tantalite or nubioite, you can mine in a lot of places. And Congo actually only produces 1% of this stuff.
You could only mine this one thing in Africa because it's called that in Africa, but it's called other things elsewhere.
So it was false then
right.
That the PlayStation 2 caused a war?
Right. It's an example of how the news media or media in general.
They don't check their facts. Right? Hang on. Thank you, man. We'll bring you back.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. If you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, then you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live via various different simple, easy to do, and in most cases, totally free methods. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more about how you can help us out. That's promote.freetalklive.com. I want to bring back Matt in Illinois real quick. We were talking about how a story that, and I believe what you were trying to get across, and we'd only had a few moments in that last segment to spit it out, but I believe what you were trying to get across was you were giving us an example of where the media had claimed that PlayStation 2 started a war or fomented a war of some sort in the Congo or in Africa, and it was all about one of the chemicals or metals that was used in capacitors inside the PlayStation being, you know, the demand was increased for it, and somehow that caused some problems.
Stuff was called coltan.
Right, but you'd found out that actually the guy, whoever wrote the story, didn't actually do his due diligence and found out that the particular metal that you were talking about was actually available worldwide. He was under the impression it was only available in the Congo, but the confusion was that the Congo call the metal something different from what it's called everywhere else. Did I follow that correctly?
Well, yeah, that could be correct, but my interpretation is I think the guy did it on purpose. I think there was an agenda here. Somebody has something against PlayStation or against video games in general, and so they're trying to make it look like you know, these games are starting these wars.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think what the case is in fact these, you know, there's sort of the new breed of socialist pinko out there, and those people hate progress. They hate the combustion engine. They hate the luxuries that people have. What they hate, the whole consumer society that we have. And you know, they'll try to plant seeds of derision in any way they can. And this, you know, whether it's a lie or a mistake, I don't know the answer to that. But I think that the hope is that we'll stop being a consumer society and what, live in caves? And, I don't know, to like grow our own food,
because people never.
I think that's hitting the nail on the head. That's how it seemed to me. Like the guy, you know, it didn't take me that long to look it up and to find out And what I found out was the Congo actually only produces 1% of all the tantalum in the world. And that's not going to make the price of tantalum go up or down that much.
No.
If 1% isn't available, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, the idea that rejecting technology would somehow prevent war is absolutely absurd. I mean, people have been clocking each other over the head for a long time since before they could buy missiles and tanks and things like that. People, humans have been fighting with each other since before the invention of technology. That much is for sure. So I don't know. Maybe it was an honest mistake. Maybe it was that they were plotting. Either way, good job in seeing through it, Matt, and thank you for the call tonight. Let's continue with your calls about anything. Ben in Pittsburgh, you're on Free Talk Live.
I have some exciting news for you guys tonight.
All right.
Excite us.
I just received not a summons for jury duty, but a questionnaire.
What's that? What do you mean?
Well, it's like you're not being summoned, but they randomly choose a whole bunch of people, and then they send you a questionnaire asking, like, what is your race? Have you ever been convicted of a crime? Can you speak English and whatnot? And then I guess they pull so many of those out, and they choose them to actually summon them down to interview them for jury duty.
So you're excited in that you're hoping to get a chance to sit on a jury and possibly nullify a case where the law is bad?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was thinking. If it's anything with drugs, prostitution, or gambling, I'm pretty much going to not convict no matter what.
That's great. I recommend you go to the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org to read some of their instructions as to exactly how you should go about doing this. There are some things you need to be careful with when you're going through the jury process. You know, as you know, they would like to eject or reject anybody that happens to understand what jury nullification is. They certainly want to reject anybody with a pro-freedom viewpoint. So you will have to be some sort of, in some way, conciliatory of your true opinions.
Well, yeah, I was pretty much going to ask for pretty much pretend I'm the average brain-dead American. But wondering, like, if I say that I'm pretty much a moderate or whatever and don't have any strong opinions, could they look up, like, my online posts or my YouTube videos and say, well, you lie to us, YouTube? They can't do that?
No, please.
They're not going to do that.
They've got to go get some coffee. They're busy yakking with each other behind the counter. No, there's no big government computer out there that checks anything. And if it was, it'd still be run by bureaucrats, and it would still be inefficient.
Yeah, it's what the FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association people recommend is that you simply say something like, you don't pay attention to politics. So you don't really have any. That way, they'll take that answer as, oh, it's just another American. He's busy. He works. He's not interested in the political system. And maybe you're not. I know I don't pay attention to politics. I pay attention to issues and freedom and that sort of thing. But it depends on the.
The right for a jury to nullify, or one person on a jury to nullify, is a 1,000-year-old right. It's as old as common law.
It means rejecting the law itself.
It's a shame that our legal system has gotten so wrapped up in the union that is the bar. It's just a union, right? It's just a labor union that only allows lawyers to practice justice. And the way they write the laws essentially keeps the average man out of them because they're impossible to read and no one can read them all. They're trying so hard to push the common man out. And when nonviolent revolution becomes impossible, then violent revolution becomes inevitable. That was JFK, I believe.
It's true. Well, Ben, I'm interested to hear what happens with your story as to whether or not you get selected. So keep us informed, will you?
Wait, I have another question.
Yeah.
Depending on what kind of jury it is, does it require all of the jury to decide one thing, or is it just a majority of the jury?
No, usually one person can hang a jury.
In a criminal case.
Yeah, usually if you are refusing to convict, then the jury is hung. Now, doesn't that sometimes mean, Mark, that they can go ahead and press those charges again?
They
can keep trying essentially forever?
If you get acquitted, then they can't.
Well, acquitting would mean all 12 would have to vote not guilty, right?
I guess so.
I'm no lawyer. I don't know exactly how the system works, but that's from my basic understanding.
I believe somebody can hang in either direction.
Right. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. I'm only 18. I still live with my parents. I work for the family business. So, I mean, if I'm away for a couple weeks or a month, it's not like it's going to interrupt my life or anything. So
I don't think you're going to be away anywhere for a month. Yeah.
Might as well have some fun while I'm at it, so.
Yeah. Well, most of them aren't like OJ. It's probably more going to be like a day or two at the most.
Yeah, hopefully.
Very good.
I'll get you informed if anything happens.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate the call tonight. Let's talk to Wyatt in California. Wyatt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark and Ian.
Hey, dude, what's on your mind?
Why do I get so nervous talking to you guys? It's like I was less nervous in front of a judge and then getting thrown in jail than talking to you guys.
It's funny, isn't it? The radio's that way. When I call, even if I call a local, one of the local talk shows, I get all hyped up and my heart beats fast and those kind of things. But, you know, it's just happening right now.
I've been listening to you guys on podcasts for 3 years. I mean, loyally, 5 days a week, 6 days a week. And but I have two things I want to talk about.
I have to say, before you go on, and it happens to me as well. I mean, with over 10 years of on-air experience,
as soon as I pick up
that phone and dial into a talk show, I've got to start breathing deeply to make sure I don't sound nervous on the air. And this morning I called a show here in Keene, and I stumbled for like 6 seconds as I tried to actually spit out what it was I was trying to say. So there's something about, I think it's the excitement, the idea that you've got possibly thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people listening to the words that you say. And
the urgency, you only have a limited amount of time on the telephone.
Exactly. Right.
We try to take some of that away here on Free Talk Live.
You guys are awesome.
You sound relatively calm.
You have more love for the human race than any politician, I must say.
Thank you, Wyatt.
Okay, first of all, I want you guys to help me flesh this out. When somebody says, America, love it or leave it, I would like to reply to them, you are asking me to do exactly what you're telling the illegal aliens, quote-unquote, not to do. They don't like Mexico, so they're leaving it. You want to tell them stay there and change the laws. Well, that's exactly what I'm doing here. I'm staying here to change the law, so don't tell me to leave it.
I think it's a good answer.
You guys, I didn't know if you guys had ever thought of that approach at all.
The problem is it goes out on a limb. It assumes that they, for some reason, have some thoughts one way or the other on illegal aliens.
Yeah.
It's generally safe because about 80% of Americans don't like the idea of legal aliens. They don't realize that, well, essentially the marketplace is going to do what the marketplace is going to do. And if some politician puts some rule in place, some bureaucrat, really, most of these rules are made up bureaucracy. They're not even passed by the legislature.
Yeah.
Then, that's just humans doing what humans do.
Yeah.
I like Mark's response to it, and that is that you come back with an appeal to the founding fathers, right, Mark?
Yeah, I generally do. I mean, if they did George Washington love it or leave it? Did Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah.
Did Benjamin Franklin? Did these guys just pack up and leave when they didn't like King George's rules? No, they fought for their country.
Why, a good call. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. 2012. Some people think the world's going to end, but one of our emailers thinks a little differently. It's coming up. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. People